Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you are about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to the people. Welcome in to the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Tons of things to talk about in the sports world, from the All-Star weekend of the NBA. It's here upon us. Obviously, we've got other things to talk about as well. So much happening in the sports world at all times. College basketball in full throttle. Some good games on Saturday. We got more games on Sunday. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. USA, Canada got it off last night as well on Saturday night. What a crazy, wild game that was, my friend. How you doing this morning, by the way?
Hey, look, I am doing great. Went to the Sun Devil game last night, and it was a little testy at times, and Sun Devils lose another one that they had a chance at, but there was a lot of good college football games yesterday, brother. There really was, and we're getting close to our favorite time of the year with March Madness, so we can get into that today if you want, but I'm ready to go.
You meant college basketball, not college football, right?
Oh, I said, yeah, I meant college basketball. My bad.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you, brother. It's early. It's early style. Hey, on the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Obviously, a lot to discuss with him from the USA-Canada matchup. That was chaos. That was craziness. 3 seconds into it, the guys literally got it, got after it, like, for real. And John, not too happy about it. So I look forward to talking to him about what we saw on the ice from USA-Canada last night. Keep it close, everybody. We're getting loose. We're warming up. It's the Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Stick around. Keep it close. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Welcome back in. It is the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we are now going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, so quite naturally. We talk NHL hockey when applicable, but we're also going to talk the Four Nations coming together hockey style here today as well. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. Get too far into what we're going to talk about today, I just want to let you know up front, we're having a terrible storm here. So if we cut out at all during the broadcast, I apologize in advance.
No problem. I'm glad we have you with us, obviously, under those that situation. But let's get right into this. You shot me a text last night asking me if I was watching the game. At that current moment, I wasn't. I was actually watching a movie with Katie. Canary Black, by the way, if you guys haven't watched that movie, it's actually pretty good. So it's on Amazon, not a bad watch. About a 90 minutes of your life, and it wasn't terrible. Action-packed, really good. However, I did flip it on after, checked out the game. I obviously missed the beginning of the game, but I know what happened. 3 seconds into that game, we got fisticuffs. The USA was really trying to go out and make a statement, I guess, from what they were saying. I guess the way to say it is basically a very shocking start to a game that you have so many eyes on from people from all over the world. And I guess to me it was a little bit shocking that they needed that to get themselves like mentally prepared to play a game. Where are you on this, John?
I'm right with you. I think it was an embarrassment to the game. in general. I think it was an embarrassment to the three players from the U.S. that started those three fights that were totally unnecessary and obviously preconceived, premeditated before the game even started.
Yeah.
And I think as much as anything else, it was an embarrassment to USA Hockey because that is a team that's very talented, it's very capable. There is absolutely no need for anything like that. If a guy goes in and gets a high stick in the face and he's provoked, I can see him attacking somebody like that. But just to go out at the start of the game and be a bully, no place for it in the sport, in my mind.
Yeah, Mike, I want you to jump in a quick second. I agree, and I think that what we learned after the game, right, when you know they're doing their presser and they basically admitted that it was premeditated and that they had kind of discussed this before, I don't think that makes it better. I think that makes it worse. Mike, jump on in, my friend. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, look, John, when I saw your message last night, you know, I was watching college basketball down in Tempe, and then I saw the highlights, or the lowlights, as I said to my kids last night with all this. I can't get around that this was premeditated. And like you said, John, it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth because this is supposed to be, you know, a great tournament. This is supposed to kind of get people to watch from around the world. How much of a stain is this going to put on, you know, USA Hockey, this kind of tournament, and even NHL hockey coming down the stretch? Because you got guys that are from the U.S. and Canada that I'm sure play together on the
Absolutely.
Same team, all that kind of stuff. And how is that going to affect possibly things down the stretch as we get closer to the playoffs in the NHL?
I think it's going to have a huge stain on it, Mike. I think it's an embarrassment to USA Hockey, as I said at the opening. And I think it's these guys, I give them marks for being honest that it was premeditated. But to me, that's the only thing I give them marks for. I think it was a total embarrassment. I think it's a huge stain on the game. And, you know, we now have a situation where, to your point, a lot of these guys are going to go back to their club teams and they're going to be playing together and they're going to be trying to bond enough to win the big prize, which is the Stanley Cup. And, you know, how easy is it going to be to forget those shenanigans from last night? And, you know, just taking a quick look at the Tkachuk brothers, one Tkachuk brother plays for Florida, and he fought a guy from Tampa, and then the brother fought a guy who is the teammate of Matthew Tkachuk. So, you know, how do Matthew Tkachuk and Sam Bennett look at each other in the Florida locker room, knowing that they were both part of that embarrassment at the start of a big tournament? This is a tournament that had a lot of skill, a lot of star players. This was not needed. Unfortunately, the last 59 minutes and 51 seconds of that game were a tremendous hockey game, and I thought the result was fair based on those 59 minutes and 51 seconds. The first 9 seconds we can totally do without, and if that's the kind of event that we're going to see, I don't think we want to see it anymore, quite frankly. I just think it's an embarrassment.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking USA, Canada, Four Nations hockey from Saturday evening. And I want to play fair here, too, John. We are bashing USA hockey right now because of the antics of how they went about there to start the game. But I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention this as well. And unfortunately, I understand why the Canadians were booing during the national anthem, but I don't necessarily think I agree with that particular stance, because we are not not everybody is the president of the United States. And their anger is not necessarily at the American people. Well, maybe it is, but I think it's more directed at one person individually. And to boo during that, I look, we're bashing America, USA hockey. And I think I want to be fair here. I don't like what the Canadians did during the national anthem as well, John.
Well, that's unfortunately been the situation in both countries since we've had this situation in the last 28 days from what's rolling out of Washington. You know, we had 18 or 19,000 fans in that stadium last night who were extremely proud Canadians and just as proud of being Canadians as the U.S. players and the U.S. fans are of being Americans. And let's not take that away from anybody. The behavior on both sides of the border the last 20 days has been disgraceful, and I just think it's been disrespectful. And, you know, living in Canada for the last 57 or 58 years, I can tell you that the American administration has made zero friends in the last 28 days because of the antics that are coming out of Washington. We don't like to see politics spill over into sports, but we've been seeing it for years between the Russians and the Americans, the Russians and the Canadians. It's going to happen. It shouldn't happen. But to me, it was the wrong way to answer the fact that 19,000 people were very proud of being Canadian. And I struggle with that. I am going to be very interested to see what happens in Boston on Monday and on Thursday when those three games are played there, to see what the reaction is to the Canadian anthem, and I'm guessing it's going to be much the same. The Americans are probably going to boo the Canadian anthem, and, you know, it's just going to snowball, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's something that we need to fix. I agree with you. Sports and politics don't mix, but unfortunately, they mix way too often, and there's really not much we can do about it.
There are two ways to fix this, Andy. The first one is to dispense with anthems before the game. I've never understood why it happens. I grew up in England, and I've been to lots of big soccer games. And the only soccer game I ever remember seeing the national anthem played before was the FA Cup final, which is the equivalent of the Super Bowl in English soccer. And this could have been averted last night by giving each of those two first guys 5 and 10. If they had sat out their best players for 15 minutes of the first period, we wouldn't have seen any of the secondary and tertiary situations. And that's basically the way that they could have resolved it. I blame the referees as much as anybody else.
Great stuff as always, John. In the next week or so, I think we're going to have to start keeping you a couple segments moving forward for baseball and a little hockey. So get prepared for the next couple of weeks, okay?
Looking forward to it. Everybody's reported pitching, catching-wise, and position players start tomorrow.
Yeah, so next week, be ready to rock and roll for a couple of segments. Appreciate your time as always. We'll catch up with you next week, John.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care.
John Poulter, professor of sports, taking us through the craziness of USA-Canada hockey from Saturday night. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. there are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and by the way, you could be a part of the program, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Let's do this real quickly because it's come and gone very fast, and quite frankly, the only thing that was worth watching was good old Mac McClung last night. That guy is absolutely freaking ridiculous. You know, I was thinking about it. I'm talking about the NBA dunk contest. You know, there was a 3-point right. challenge. There was a skills challenge where I thought that was hysterical what the Spurs were trying to do. And then they get disqualified. Like, it's just hysterical stuff. Yeah. Like, in the spirit of competition, that was a joke. Okay. And then you had Buddy Hield go out there and light it up. So good for Buddy. And then again, like I said, the star of the night, the crowd pleaser, the show stealer is Mac McClung. The guy has hops like nobody we've ever seen before. And I was really thinking about this, Mike, last night as I was watching this kid spectacularly dazzle the crowd. And here's what I love about the kid, okay? He doesn't miss. Dude does right. the most unbelievable high-risk challenging type dunks, and he doesn't miss. It takes him one shot. That's the art of being a great dunker, is the fact that you can actually dunk the damn ball and have it not take you 15 chances. So the guy is really special. The guy is spectacular. The Chiefs missed out on the three-peat, but Mac McClung got the three-peat, brother. So kudos to Mac. And I don't know, honestly, if he doesn't come back, is it even worth having the dunk contest anymore? Like, I'm being serious, bro. And I give Stephon Castle some credit because, you know what? He had some nice dunks. And I don't necessarily think they were quite as generous with him as they were with Mac, but at the end of the day, watching Mac do what he does, it's spectacular, bro. He is the best dunker I have ever seen in my life. Have you ever seen anybody better?
In my book, McClung is great. He's not Dominique Wilkins. He's not Jason Richardson, and he's Air Canada. He's certainly not him, but he's up there for sure in terms of what he can do.
One sec. All those guys you just mentioned, they're all like 5 inches taller than him, probably at least. So the fact that Mac is doing what he's doing, dude, he glides through the air like I've never seen anybody, and I'm even talking MJ style, bro. I don't think I've ever seen people defy the laws of gravity the way that Mac McClung defies the laws of gravity, my friend. Seriously, I'm not even kidding.
So those people are 4 or 5 inches taller than him. That's just DNA, and that, but for me, I like guys that can glide like McClung and MJ could fly. I'm a big kind of power dunker guy. Like just Sean Kemp, just throw it down. You hear the vibration of the rim, and just it's just a guttural thing with me. But white boy can jump. You know, he can get up and he can do his thing, and he's done it for 3 straight years. I find it just ironic that he does this on All-Star Weekend, and he's a G Leaguer. Like he's not even in the regular NBA. Like he's doing this, and he's not even part of the league, and he's beating legit NBA guys that are there, which to me is just outstanding, And I just wonder when a regular NBA team is going to give him a shot. It's obvious that he has athleticism coming out of his ears. But he's not getting a chance to show that on a regular basis in the NBA. But kudos to him. Three-peat, he's doing what he's doing, and it's impressive.
He's on a two-way for the most part. He was with Philadelphia last year. This year he's with the Orlando Magic. It's just hard to crack in. Like, I'm going to assume that – here's what I'm going to assume, okay, based on what we do know, because, like you said – dude has hops and the guy can flat out fly out of the building. I'm going to go out on a limb, and this is what I'm going to say. Okay. I'm going to assume that his shooting percentage isn't as good as it needs to be from the field. And I'm going to assume that his playmaking skills are lacking to a certain degree. But again, I find it really hard how you can't find a spot for a guy like him who can absolutely dazzle the crowd, number one. But number two, obviously he can fly. And there's got to be a spot for a guy like this, you would think. So to me, that's the most puzzling thing to me about him. Okay, so let me ask you this now. Let's move on a little bit, and let's talk about...
I was going to say just one more thing.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say one more thing. Look, if Orlando puts him on the roster, if the Magic put him on the roster, he's going to bring people to the arena. Like, if the Orlando Magic want to sell more tickets, bring in McClung. Put him on the bench, get him in games like that. He has some cachet in terms of name recognition. Now he's done this thing three years in a row. Give him a shot, Orlando. Give him a damn shot.
Well, just so you know, I'm going to let you know for right now. Okay. Since I do my homework, he is officially on the Orlando Magic roster. So he is on their roster. Again, like I'm trying to explain, it's hard to crack in and get minutes in the NBA. And I think that's something that people just don't totally understand. Like, there are guys that can play. We know that. There are 12 guys on each roster. And I'm gonna say this, and it's the truth. All 12 of those guys can play, okay? It's not like one guy on the team is absolutely terrible and he doesn't deserve to be in the NBA. They are on that roster first and foremost because they belong in the NBA. And what I'm trying to explain to people is, look, just because you're not a starter, just because you're not the sixth man, doesn't mean you are not valuable and doesn't mean that you are not a great baller. You are. That's the reason. Look, man, there's like 500 dudes in the NBA, guys. Okay. Right. Like these people are the best of the best. That's why they're in that position. You know, and you mentioned the G League. That might have been the bright spot of the whole weekend, my friend, was seeing that G League team beat one of the teams that are actually playing in the NBA right now. So to me, that was cool to see that. Some people don't like it. And then the new format of this All-Star game where they're playing these like mini games, personally, my friend, I don't like it. I don't think it's that great of a watch. Is it going to bring out more? Are people going to try harder? I don't know. I'm not quite sure. Maybe. But it didn't look like the greatest defense was being played. And then shots were being missed a little bit. Nerves kind of got in the way a little bit. But to me, the bright spot was the G League team coming up with a victory in that little tournament thing that they played. And I'm not so sure I'm a huge fan of the way they're doing this. What do you think? Just out of curiosity. We only got about 30 seconds.
Right. I'm with you. I don't like it. Play the game like it's always been played. And I, you know, people complain about, you know, the main game and they're not playing any defense. It just looks like they don't even flipping care.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you incentivize that, but something has to be done. And I don't think this is the way to do it.
I agree. It wasn't the solution is what I'm trying to say. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment?
Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf. You could be part of the program, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get on us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, bro, speaking of real, I think we're like, just a random thing off the top of my head. We're like right around 200 days away from the NFL season coming back to us. So if you're going through withdrawal, you're going to have to go for a little longer. But with that being said, I just have a quick question for you. Because I can see something like this happening, so I'm curious what your thought is. You know how we were so high on the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes? And we were like just about to start talking about a dynasty and this and that and the other, right? Is it crazy? Is it crazy to think potentially that the Eagles could go back to back next year and win that championship once again? I feel like it's going to be a place that players are going to want to go to. You know, like they're talking about Myles Garrett potentially joining them on that defensive side. Like, dude, that lights out. I'm sorry, but if that
would
happens,
be, oh God, yeah.
Lights out. That's a challenge. And then, you know, with the way that Jalen Hurts played in that game, I think his confidence level has got to be at an all-time high. So am I crazy to think potentially that the Philadelphia Eagles could run it back and that we also potentially might be talking about them as the next dynasty if they can win two in a row? What say you?
Oh, hell no. Like, I mean, we're not, that's not a stretch. And that's what I mean by my comment there. Like that, the way they played and the way they shut down Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and that offense, and just dominated on their offensive side of the ball too. No, it is not a stretch at all to think that the Philadelphia Eagles can go back to back. And if they do, yeah, we got another dynasty in the making, in Philly. And you know, look, the key in football is if you can win now, because at some point you're going to have to start paying people. And you know, they've already got their quarterback locked in Philly with Jalen Hurts in the long-term deal, but there's everybody else you're going to have to probably pay at some point. I mean, the San Francisco 49ers are kind of going through that right now in terms of having, you know, Brock Purdy on his rookie deal, and they're giving money to other people, but now they got to pay Purdy. How does that affect other things? Deebo Samuel has been granted permission to seek a trade, and I don't know if there is a team out there that wouldn't want the services of a Deebo Samuel. So at some point, you know, the financial stuff comes into play with all this. But right now, Philly is the spot to be. And they made Patrick Mahomes look very, very average last week. And I thought, and this is just my own thought process with this, Andy, is, you know, you took a look, or you know, you're watching the game, and you can never let Mahomes get outside the pocket, right? He makes those right. behind the back throws, or he makes those kind of those plays. What Philly did was contain the edge, so he couldn't, you know, kind of scoot out, and they made him step up in the pocket. Every time he stepped up in the pocket, there was a defensive lineman or a linebacker just sitting there waiting for him. And so he got corralled for a lot of that game last week. And kudos to Fangio, the defensive coordinator in Philly, for devising and just telling his players, set the edge. Don't let him get outside. Don't get too far upfield on Mahomes. You know, and they brought the pressure. It just looked like Mahomes was so uncomfortable all game long, right from the get, right from the first snap. Like they made him feel the Philly defense, and he just wasn't what we expect out of a Patrick Mahomes, you know, for the entire game.
Yeah, and for that reason, we obviously can put the GOAT conversation to bed for a while. Right. And you know, to me, that what you just said was probably the most interesting part of the game in general, is that we have always given so much praise to Andy Reid and Spags and Patrick Mahomes for how ahead of the curve they have been, and how they've always had answers for everything that people have thrown at them.
Right.
I was beyond shocked that they looked like a one-trick pony and had absolutely no plan B whatsoever. And even at the halftime, when they could have made some adjustments, it was almost like...
Right.
To me, it was almost like they were like mesmerized, and they just had no idea how to go about dissecting that Philadelphia Eagle defense, and they looked like a mere shell of themselves. And I guess, you know, you have to give credit where credit is due, and ultimately the Philadelphia Eagles had such an amazing game plan that the personnel for this Kansas City Chiefs team that we thought was doing things like we didn't know how they were doing things, kind of in a lot of ways. Well, I think Philadelphia really, really set the standard and the bar for how to beat Patrick Mahomes. And the way to beat Patrick Mahomes, from what I saw, was to attack him. And to keep attacking him, and do not let him get out of the pocket, because we've seen it so many times before, Mike, where this guy gets out of the pocket and he needs 3 yards, but he gets 7 or 8. He couldn't do that against this Philadelphia Eagle defense. They just boxed him in, and that ultimately to me was like me going, wow. That there is a way to dissect and beat Patrick Mahomes, and the way to do it is take away his legs. Don't let him get up. Like, did we see that guy randomly scramble at all? No. It was the most bizarre thing that I have ever seen watching Patrick Mahomes play a game throughout his whole career. He has always made plays with his legs and had the ability to do that. The Eagles literally took that away. And when you do that and you make somebody one-dimensional, well, you totally take them out of character. And Patrick Mahomes looked so average, man. Like, I couldn't believe what I was watching that game. Like, I am not kidding with you, man. I could not believe what I was seeing from a guy That has been so special. I've called him frickin' Houdini before, okay? Like, where was Houdini on Super Bowl 59? Where the hell was that guy? And again, like, I don't think we can't put it all on Patrick. Like, we can't go, look, he just played terrible. No. You know what? He played terrible because the Eagles were that good. And we need to give credit where credit is due. Nobody, and I mean nobody, has made Patrick Mahomes look that pedestrian over his career besides the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl 59. So what was the most shocking and surprising thing to me was the fact that we saw no adjustments. There, either they had no adjustments or they just couldn't make any adjustments. Whatever it was, the Philadelphia Eagles were flat out the better team, the stronger team, the more physical team, the more dominant team, and the eventual Super Bowl champion. They were absolutely fantastic.
Oh, they were phenomenal. And once Philly got Kansas City down, like, what, 28-7 or 34-0 or something, whatever it was, you know, now the defense can just pin their ears back and go get the quarterback, because Philly knew what Kansas City had to do to kind of get back in the ball game. And it was, like you said, it was just stunning to watch Kansas City get manhandled like this, because we haven't seen Kansas City get manhandled like this in a long time. I think they were mentioning the last time that, you know, Kansas City had a game like this, like in the playoffs, was in 2019 against Houston, where they kind of got run up a bit by Houston in that game. So watching what Philly did, and then what we were talking about with, you know, the talk of maybe Myles Garrett going to Philly, if that happens, it's a wrap. Like, come on. You know, Myles Garrett on that defensive line, with what they already have, are you kidding me? That would be, I would expect Philly to get right back to the Super Bowl and win it, you know, if that kind of thing happens. And look, there was a lot of talk of Jalen Hurts. Can he handle the pressure? Can he finally break through? You know, he lost his first Super Bowl appearance. He handled it just fine. And now, you know, based off what we saw on Sunday, everybody's going to be like, can he get a second one? Can he get a third one? And when you kind of take into account the journey of Jalen Hurts from Alabama to Oklahoma, getting replaced in the national title game, you know, winning the Heisman, all that kind of stuff, and then getting to Philly, dealing with a Super Bowl loss, this is going to make Jalen Hurts, I could see him being a front runner for possibly the MVP next year. Like, he's put himself in a space that not a lot of quarterbacks get to experience, and he's going to get to experience this because of his play in Super Bowl 59.
Look, I am very happy for Jalen Hurts. You think about, like you said, his journey. You think about his journey and how he's had to overcome and persevere through many different challenges. Absolutely am a fan of Jalen Hurts, and I agree with you. And I also think it's, you know, they have a one play that they run that is absolutely unstoppable. And now you've got people in the league and throughout the world saying they need to get rid of that play. You know, that says something about a human being, man. The fact that he can squat over 600 pounds and keep his legs moving through a pile like that, and then a little help from his buddies getting the push, Dude's awesome, right, man. I love that stuff. That's good stuff. All right, man. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the hour, baby. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. By the way, people, you can always get at us a couple few different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits to get in touch with us. You can get at us on the X thing for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, just a couple minutes left here before we get out of this hour. Hour two, we'll probably continue talking a little bit about the NFL. You mentioned Deebo Samuel, and I kind of want to discuss that a little while because, as we both have said before, dude's like a Swiss Army knife. You can put him anywhere. He can do all kinds of things. I think you mentioned that he might want to play for the Eagles. Like, if that happens, holy cow, look out. That's insane to even think about that. That would be an incredible pickup for the Eagles and definitely something I think would help keep them on top of everybody else looking back. But I'm also kind of curious what you think about the Detroit Lions because of all the change that they've had moving into next season with the coaching staff. I think that they're an interesting team to think about. There's other things. Like, I want to talk to you about Brock Purdy, potentially, like what goes on with him. I want to get back into the NBA a little bit with you and discuss kind of what will happen maybe potentially down the stretch and what we think potentially could happen for the playoffs and that push. You know, Jimmy Butler has kind of looked pretty good with Golden State. I'm actually kind of shocked and surprised at how that's worked out so well relatively quickly. So, yeah, a lot of things on my brain for next hour, my friend. So we'll dive into all that stuff and a whole heck of a lot more. Keep it close. Hour one of the books, hour two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. NBA All-Star Weekend kicked off with an event that showcased four teams comprised of the top first and second year NBA players, including an NBA G League standout team. After each of the four teams took the court and battled it out, Team C came out on top with San Antonio Spurs guard Stephon Castle winning MVP, finishing with 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Rising star Team C will now advance to Sunday's NBA All-Star Game with WNBA legend Candace Parker taking over as honorary general manager. That will be Come Team Candace. Candace's Rising Stars team will face off against Shaq's OG team. Some of his OGs include LeBron James, Jason Tatum, and Stephen Curry. While Giannis, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Nikola Jokic on Chuck's Global Stars will go against Kenny's Young Stars, comprised of players like Jalen Brunson and Anthony Edwards. The first team to 40-point wins as the two semifinal winners will advance to meet in the championship game. Currently in the NCAA men's basketball rankings, Auburn at the number one spot, followed by Alabama, Florida, Duke, Tennessee, round up of top five. Houston takes the sixth spot with Purdue at 7. Texas A&M at the 8th spot, St. John at 9, and Iowa State takes the 10th spot. Stay up to date in all things sports, and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts, presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's the dog days of February, a time when hockey and football all-star games in the old days were just concluding, and the NBA was just about to hold theirs. Thankfully, they've all been basically eliminated. The NFL Pro Bowl has been reduced to a flag football game, while the defensively starved NBA and NHL affairs are mini round-robin games. Both winter leagues, however, are using in-season tournaments to capture fan interest this season, with the NBA Cup taking place from mid-November to mid-December, and the NHL launching the Four Nations Face-Off this week in Montreal and Boston, a true replacement for the NHL All-Star Game. All 30 NBA teams played in the NBA Cup, and those games counted in the regular season standings except the championship game. NBA diehards watched these games because, well, they're just that, NBA diehards. I know of no casual fans that took any interest in the NBA Cup. Hopefully the Four Nations Face-Off can do better. The tournament is a round-robin affair of the top four nations in the International Ice Hockey Federation that can create a roster from NHL players. There's something about putting a jersey on of your country that gets the competitive juices flowing. It's a seven-game tournament with each team playing the other three tourney teams once, and the championship game being held at the TD Garden in Boston next Thursday, February 20th. Each regulation win is worth 3 points, an overtime or shootout win is worth 2 points, and the loser in the overtime and shootout games gets 1 point. The overtimes are 3-on-3 for 10 minutes instead of the NHL 5 minutes before a shootout occurs. The championship game has Stanley Cup playoff overtime rules. I urge the casual fans to give this a look. Past versions of tourneys like this have been a success, and the games are on TNT, ABC, and ESPN. Playing for your nation brings out the best in competition. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. Tons to talk about in the sports world. About 200 days away from the NFL season. We got the Combine coming soon. We got Major League Baseball players reporting, pitchers and catchers. We're just about to get that underway. The boys of summer. College basketball with March Madness right around the corner. If you can't tell, the Dorf Man is jacked up and ready to go. There's something wrong with you. How you doing, Mike Wilson? Hour two, brother.
Doing well. Look, yeah, baseball is here. College baseball is here. College softball is here. My Oregon State Beaver baseball team, has a kid that can pitch. He's from Arizona. He turned down first round money, to spend some time in Corvallis, and they got off to a great win yesterday, 16-0. So I'm fired up about my Beavs and the baseball team. But, yeah, the big boys, the boys of summer are here. I'm looking forward to it. Go Cubbies. Let's go.
Go Cubbies. Come on, man. I mean, that's only one of your teams. What do you have, the Red Sox, too? Probably got a Seattle team.
I don't
team
have the Yankees,
you like. What's that?
Hey, at least I don't have the Yankees, you know? So.
Yeah, well, hey, you you got the arch nemesis. You got the Boston Red Sox, man. So, anyways, all right, we're just getting loose, getting warmed up. Hour two under the way, and on the other side, we'll continue our conversation about the sports world. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at a regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
All righty, everybody. Well, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. You could get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, man. So let's get back into some NBA hoops. We got the weekend is here, the All-Star Weekend. I'm not the hugest fan of all of the right activities anymore, as you are probably in the same boat. However, we do have, you know, not really a second half of the season, but maybe like, I don't know, what is it, like 30 games or something left in the regular season. Cavs have controlled the Eastern Conference from day one. They've got a 5.5-game lead over your Boston Celtics. It's like an 8-game lead over the Knicks. The Pacers are there. Then the Bucks in the fifth spot. Detroit in the sixth spot. Kind of been fun watching Detroit. I don't know if you've watched them a lot this year, but they're a fun watch. They really are. They get up and down. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you caught this yesterday, but I did catch this. I was listening to some of the stuff, you know, for the festivities for All-Star Weekend. And I found it kind of interesting to learn that Draymond Green feels probably very similar to how you and I feel about the game that we're watching today in the NBA versus the game that you and I grew up loving watching, which I'm talking about basically in a nutshell. And this is, I'm not giving it verbatim. I'm just kind of prefacing what he said.
Right.
But in a nutshell, he basically said it's become a shooting contest. And quite frankly, it doesn't sound to me like Draymond truly enjoys this brand of basketball. And quite frankly, I'm on the same page, and like this is about the only thing I'm on the same page with Draymond Green about. You know what I'm saying? Like, but truth be told,
right.
But truth be told, like I agree with him. Like, and you and I have said it for a long, long time, and it's the recipe and the formula for how your Boston Celtics win. So I'm not completely knocking it, but what I'm saying is that for the viewers, I don't think this is enjoyable to watch as much as what we used to watch in the 90s with the hard fouls, the great defensive plays. You know, like we don't have that same type of atmosphere with today's NBA. And it's good that, at least to me, it's good that the guys in the league right now, they see it as well.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm right there with you on everything you said, you know, and even though, like you said, you know, the team that I'm a fan of, the Boston Celtics, the way they win is to chuck up roughly 53 pointers a game, and they get 20 to 25 of them to drop. It's not exciting. And when those shots, and it doesn't matter, I don't care that it's my Celtics or your Bucks or someone's Blazers or the Knicks or, you know, whatever it is. I don't care which team it is. When those shots, those three-pointers are not falling, I'm surprised that the teams don't get booed more than they do. And I sit there, Andy, and I know I've said this on the air, especially with my Celtics, is when the shots aren't falling from three, there doesn't seem to be a plan B. What do we do? Where are we going? What do we do? You know, and when I see a guy that's not hitting threes, and then he comes in, he drives the lane, he gets an and one, or he gets fouled, he goes to the free throw line, or he hits a mid-range, I'm like, well, there we go. It's 2025. They finally figured out the mid-range game, or let's take it to the cup and get a foul, get some foul shots. Let's get the ball going through the basket somehow, some way. These days, it doesn't seem like that is the thing. And, you know, people will talk analytics, and I know you and I think the same on analytics. You know, three points is better than two and all this kind of stuff. But I also go back to, you know, when you and I were growing up watching the game, there was a thing called efficiency. These players, the players back in the day had to have some efficiency. If they were going 8 for 25, like that was a surefire way to find your butt on the bench, because you weren't being efficient. You weren't getting and ones or foul shots or anything of that sort. These days, like you look at, you know, Andy, you look at some of these stats by players and they're shooting, you're like, how'd that guy stick in the game? Like, holy smokes. He went 5 for 20. Like that's That's crazy to me. Like, I think efficiency has been kind of thrown out the door in terms of the analytics, the analytical part of the game. And it's sad, and it's affecting the game. It's affecting ratings. It's, you know, all those kind of things. So I don't know what has to happen or who has to facilitate it. You would think Adam Silver would probably try and facilitate this, but he doesn't. I don't mind Silver, but he doesn't come across as someone that says, hey, we need to change this up. We need to figure something out. If this was David Stern, the commissioner, you know, the late 80s, 90s, 2000s, he'd be figuring things out. He would have guys and directives would come from the league and all sorts of stuff, I believe, if David Stern was still around, and God rest his soul, he was a great commissioner for the NBA, but I think efficiency has just kind of been chucked out the door a little bit, and it's sad to see.
You've heard me say it numerous times. Analytics are a way for guys to protect themselves from the reality of getting fired. They have that to yep. fall back on because the analytics told them to do so. I'm not a fan of it. I find it to be somewhat ridiculous how the brain thinks for many people. But hey, it is what it is. We're at this point where analytics are a huge part of the game. That's why guys take so many nights off. That don't get me started on that, right? I mean, because you know how I
yeah,
feel about
no
that.
Kidding.
But ultimately, you know, health is the key. Having guys ready to play at the right time of the season, that's really what it's about. You know, the Cleveland Cavaliers made their move getting Hunter. I think that's a little bit – that's been under the radar. Like, we're not talking about that. I think that could be a really, really solid big move for them. You know, the Bucks making their move to get Kuzma. Younger, more athletic, a little longer, probably should be able to help out defensively a little bit. I think that those are Kevin Porter Jr. going to the Bucks too. Like, those are moves that are a little bit under the radar. That I don't think we're necessarily talking enough about, because, you know, we had the big splash of Jimmy Butler going to the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, quite frankly,
right.
I'm actually somewhat impressed with how that has worked out very early for them, because he adds a dimension that they literally have not had. And that dimension is a guy that can get to the foul line, man. You know, as good as Steph Curry is, he takes a lot of jump shots, and like, he doesn't get to the free throw line. Jimmy Buckets is attacking the basket, and he's shot a ton of free throws for them very, very quick early in that relationship. A different dynamic, and I think it might bode well for them to a certain degree, but only to a certain degree. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All righty, people. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Get at us on the X thing. It's Pigskin Opinion from Mike. It's Dorf on Sports from Sports IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, bro. So let's continue the discussion in the NBA for the moment here. Looking at I broke down the East already, basically giving you the top six. It was Cleveland 1, Boston 2, New York 3, Indiana 4, Milwaukee 5, Detroit 6. Orlando's at 7, Atlanta's at 8, Miami at 9, which they've really struggled ever since the trade. They've lost four straight. And then the Chicago Bulls wrapping up the top 10. Philadelphia 76ers on the outside looking in. I think that they're the only real team on the outside looking in that potentially could get in the top 10 to get into the playoff spot or the playoff mix, I should say. Looking at the Western Conference, right. Oklahoma City on top by several games, man. They're up by eight games. That's kind of wild. They're up by eight games on the Memphis Grizzlies. Then you have the Denver Nuggets right behind them, who they're only a half a game behind the Grizzlies. I'll be interested to see if Denver can work their way up to the two spot. The Houston Rockets are in the four spot. You got the LA Lakers in the five spot, and I want to talk to you about them for a moment too. And then you got the Clippers at the six spot. On the outside looking in, this is the playoff, you know, the play-in tournament right now. Minnesota at 7, Dallas at 8, Sacramento at 9, and Golden State at 10. The Phoenix Suns on the outside looking in by a game and a half. San Antonio by about 3.5. Portland, who's been playing really well, but then they lost three straight. They're on the outside looking in as well. Okay, so here's my point. When I'm looking at the Western Conference and I see Oklahoma City on top and I see Memphis in the second spot, and then I see Denver, and then I see Houston, and then I see the Lakers, and then I see the Clippers. Here's what I'm trying to say. I don't necessarily trust Oklahoma City. I don't necessarily trust Memphis. I know they've had wonderful seasons, but I also know that they're really young and they're really inexperienced. Chet Holmgren is back now for Oklahoma City. I'll be interested to see how that develops for them over the last, you know, for whatever it is, 5-6 weeks of the season, to see how they can familiarize themselves again. But I guess what I'm really trying to say to you, man, is when I see Denver and I see LA, both LAs, I'm looking at them more so than I'm looking at Oklahoma City or Memphis or even Houston. And I know they've all had great seasons, Mike, but I also know they're all really young and they're really inexperienced. So am I crazy? But I think potentially, you know, Denver gets to the Western Conference Finals, the Lakers and or the Clippers all potentially get to the Western Conference Finals. Am I onto something? Am I crazy? Where am I on the spectrum?
No, you're not crazy. I can see Denver getting to the Western Conference Finals. I could see the Lakers get there, but you know, their kryptonite is Denver. They have, you know, like how Kyrie going into Boston is kind of a head thing with him. I think it's sure. The same thing with the Lakers and Denver and how they play Jokic. And I mean, you know, now the Lakers really don't have a lot of great rim protection like they had with Anthony Davis. But I can see that. You're not crazy. I would give Denver a little bit better of a chance of getting there. But once again, it depends on who the Lakers draw in what round, who Denver draws, the matchups. I mean, you and I both know that. And I'm with you with Oklahoma City and Memphis just being young. They haven't won anything. They don't know what it takes to win yet. And, you know, I would trust Memphis a lot less than I would trust OKC. I think there's something with OKC in terms of that young talent and SGA, you know, Gildas Alexander is just, he's having a year. Like he's MVP-ish. For sure, with his play. But at the end of the day, there's nothing like experience. And Denver, you know, they were the champs 2 years ago. And they have experience. Now, they don't necessarily have the same players, like bench players, role players that they had in the past that got them over the top. But anytime you got Jamal Murray and anytime you got the Big Serbian there in the middle with Jokic, you're going to have a shot. And you got Aaron Gordon as well. He's a great fit for that team and what they try and do. But let me ask you this. You know, we talk about the Lakers and maybe the Clips doing something, Denver doing something. What about Minnesota? Like, they've been a disappointment, to say the least. They get to the Western Conference Finals. You know, Luka destroys them in the Western Conference Finals, and you were expecting, or everybody else was expecting, Minnesota to be, you know, one of the top three teams, four teams in the West. They're number seven right now. I mean, they're a game behind the Clippers. They're a few games behind the Lakers, and they got Dallas nipping right on their toes as well. But talk to me about maybe your disappointment and what you think the reason is with Minnesota, why they haven't done what we thought they would do.
You know, I think the dynamic of Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards was probably a lot better than people gave it credit for when you really think about it now, right? And you look at the year right. That is having for the New York Knicks and what he and Jalen Brunson have been able to do in the two-man game. You know, I think that right there is huge. And Julius Randle hasn't been able to be healthy. He's a different player. He kind of clogs the middle a little bit for an Anthony Edwards right. to, you know, dissect defenses a little bit and drive the paint where he can dribble dish and, you know, score for himself. I think it's, you know, it's a little bit of that. But I also think, you know, to a certain degree, when you have success like the Minnesota Timberwolves did last season, the bar gets raised a little bit. And sometimes, you know as well as I do, pressure busts pipes, man. And you don't always do your best under those situations. I think there's still more to come with this Minnesota team. It'll be interesting to see if they can crack the, top six. I mean, again, like you said, they're a game behind the Clippers. Who could fall? I guess that's the real question from the top six. Who could fall? And honestly, again, I'm going to go back to the well here one time. I know how good the Houston Rockets have been, but I've also seen over the last week or so, as the injuries have kind of mounted up on them a little bit, they're starting to falter a little bit. They're 3-7 in their last 10 games. I think Houston is somebody to watch over the last 30 games or so of the season. I really do. I think it's going to be interesting to see if they can hold on to that spot or if they fall, because to me, that's the team in the top six that I'm sitting there going, they might fall out of this. And then who does that open the door for? I think it opens the door for either Minnesota, Dallas, or Sacramento. I still don't really like the makeup with Golden State. I know it's looked good, you know, to start out. I think they're 3-1 or something like that with Jimmy Buckets in the lineup. But ultimately, their lack of size hurts them. I think that ultimately that's
big time.
Yeah, that's and then you know you mentioned Denver, and I did too. But the one concern I have about Denver is they're a little thin, man. They're a little thin on that bench, and you know that their starters are good, yep. But the bench it leaves a little to be desired, if you ask me. So I'm not totally sold on the depth of Denver. To your point, Oklahoma City extremely deep, Memphis extremely deep, and then I gotta tell you, man. I think the Lakers are pretty freaking deep too. They lost some size with Anthony Davis, like you mentioned. They did pick up Alex Len. I don't know if that's a huge pickup, but again, it's a big body, and then they got Hayes, who's an active big man. Really, I think this comes down to LeBron, bro. Like, LeBron is going to have to be playing 1-5 for them, and that's nothing new. Okay, it's nothing new. But I also think the dynamic of he and Luka in the postseason, I think that dynamic it could be extremely special, and I think we've seen good and bad, obviously from the Lakers, a very small sample size, right, of what they've done with Luka, but we saw the highs when they were manhandling Utah in LA, and then they kind of laid a stinker in Utah right before the break. But if they can play the way they did game one, you know, against Utah versus the second time they played them around, I'm telling you what, man, the Lakers are an extremely tough out if they play well and Luka and LeBron are hitting shots and then they empower everyone else around them, man. It could get dangerous. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and by the way, you could be part of the program, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Few weeks away from the March Madness. I've been starting to check out college hoops quite a bit lately. Watched several good games on Saturday. What do you think of this Auburn team, man? I look at them and I think they could they could win it all, man. And Bruce Pearl has his team playing and firing on all cylinders. I really look at them as a squad that can go all the way and get this thing done. They're really good. I think Duke is exceptionally good too. The ball movement that I'm seeing from Duke and the chemistry that they're building is really fun to watch. You know, Alabama, they played all right, but at the end of the day, Auburn stronger, made plays down the stretch and just looked, they really looked the part of a number one basketball team throughout the country. I'm extremely impressed with them. They're really, really good. They can play defense. They can score the ball. They can play defense without fouling guys. I really like Bruce Pearl and this Auburn team. But I know that there are several good teams out there that can wreak some havoc out there come March Madness time. I like Tennessee, but I'm not sold on their offense, bro. Like defensively, yeah, they're good, but offensively, I don't know about them. But Auburn, right now, to me, Auburn seems like the best team in the country.
Yeah, no, Auburn plays defense, and like you said, and I was going to mention this if you didn't, they can play defense without fouling. Like they cut guys off, they trap. They get turnovers off their defense, and I don't know exactly what Bruce Pearl is preaching down there in Auburn, but oh my goodness, it is certainly working for the Tigers. And like you said, come tournament time, they're going to be the overall number one pick. or number one seed, I should say, for the NCAA tournament, because they do everything really, really well. And you need offense, they can get offense for you. You got to get a stop, they're going to get you a stop. I agree with you on Duke as well. You know, obviously Cooper Flagg is the name that everybody points to, or the guy that everybody points to on that team, the freshman from Maine. Duke is very good defensively. They can score. They got four guys on that team that can score. They got a big that, I know, he stands on his tiptoes and he can dunk it, kind of guy. It's going to be interesting to see where these teams get seated and where and who they get matched up against. It, you know, you and I talk about the NBA and matchups and all that. You and I got to cover the Final Four last year, and, you know, we got to see what matchups can do or what matchups can't do for you. In the Final Four, the team that I get to see this week, I get to see in a couple of days, is the University of Houston. They come to Tempe to play an ASU team that is struggling mightily right now, and I'll be interested to see what Houston, ranked number six in the country right now, is going to be able to do on Tuesday night. So that'll be interesting. I say, hey, I saw your Wisconsin Badgers. They got a nice road win yesterday at Purdue. That was a pretty good game to watch. And as you say, your Scotties pulled out a victory on the road. So that was a good win for them as well. So there's a lot of good going on in college basketball right now, and it's just going to get better as we get closer to conference tournament time and then, you know, the big dance.
You did mention Houston, and they had a nice victory yesterday down in Tucson. Good basketball game, very heavily defensive game. 62-58 was the final there. That's kind of how Houston likes to play. I think that's the one thing that I'm concerned about them when it comes to tournament time is, do they have the ability to get up and down? I know they can play defense, but they're going to have to be able to get up and down. The team we haven't mentioned, or the school we haven't mentioned so far, is Florida. They are freaking good. They are freaking good, bro. And here's what they do. When they put on a when they go on a run, they go on like a 20-2 run, and they just make the game insurmountable. And they just go out there and they play fantastically well, bro. They move the ball well. They pass it around the horn. They do a lot of good things, and they're defensively extreme. Good. So I like this Florida team. Purdue took a little bit of a step back for me because, like you said, Wisconsin goes in there, and in the second half of that game, my friend, they shoot 72% from the field. That's unheard of, man. They were knocking down threes left and right, and you know, they walk out of there with a 10-point victory, which is spectacular. So Purdue takes a little bit of a hit for me, and I don't think they're not on the same level that they were last year with Zach Edey. So I think that, honestly, with them is phenomenal. It's fantastic. A team that I'm really intrigued in kind of watching, and I'm going to get to watch them a little bit later today because they have a game with Creighton. That's St. John's, man. They've cracked the top 10. I'm intrigued to see what they're all about because I haven't really seen much of them. You know, we see Alabama, we see Auburn, we see Duke. I've seen Florida, I've seen Tennessee, I've seen Houston, and I think they're all really good. Another team, I think, you know, it's tournament time. We got to give them their flowers, man. Michigan State, you know, they're starting to play a little bit better at this point in the season. I think a Texas Tech is an interesting team to watch. A team that I'm concerned about a little bit, my friend, coming into the tournament. is none other than the Kansas Jayhawks. They're getting way too much love and respect from Joe Lunardi. I'm not sure I understand how he comes about his seeding and stuff like that, but he still got them like as a top four. And I know that they're still in the top 20 of the polls, but I have a feeling they're going to get knocked out of that after what they did in Utah last night. Michigan, what do you feel about Michigan? I'll be intrigued. I think they play later today, if I'm not mistaken. I'm kind of intrigued to watch Michigan and see how I think they're going to look come March Madness time. But I'm actually really impressed overall with a lot of these Big Ten teams. They're pretty good and they're pretty deep, and they're going to make some decent pushes. I could see a couple, three of these teams at least getting to the Sweet 16 of March Madness, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I could see that. And, you're spot on with Michigan. Now, to be honest, I haven't seen a lot of Michigan games this season yet, so I'll be watching that game with the right amount of interest in them, just because I haven't seen them a lot. Seen that they're ranked number 19 or 20 in the rankings right there. So the other team that you mentioned in Kansas, I have that same kind of thought process with one of our in-state teams, and that's Arizona. Because, there's a lot of love going for Arizona, but at the same time, I look at Arizona, I look at Kansas as the same thing. It's feast or famine when it comes to the tournament. And, I don't trust Arizona a lot anymore when it comes to the tournament, because they go in with all this talent. Tommy Lloyd down there has no problem getting talent, but they just don't put it together in tournament time. They lose to teams that you figure they should beat. So the Wildcats and how they finish in the Big 12 and the Big 12 tournament, in a few weeks out in Kansas City, and then where they get placed in the tournament, I don't know if I exactly trust them to really do anything. But, you mentioned Michigan State, and I got to give a quick shout out to Michigan State's head coach, Tom Izzo. He's the all-time Big Ten winningest coach in Big Ten history. He surpassed Bobby Knight. That's awesome. And we all know Izzo's a legend. He's, if he's not in the Hall of Fame yet, he's going to get there. He's a great coach. He has multiple national championships. The amount of pro talent that he's brought through Lansing, East Lansing, is incredible. But shout out to Tom Izzo for, just staying with the game, winning games, and just bringing a lot of respect to Michigan State. But college basketball, I'm telling you, man, it's heating up. There's great teams. And, you mentioned St. John's. Who's the coach of St. John's, baby? Rick Pitino. Like, Pitino doing this doesn't exactly surprise me because of the quality of coach that he is, but to do it at St. John's and in these times with NIL and transfer portal and all that is incredible. But, look, when you and I were growing up, St. John's, Chris Mullen, Walter Berry, Louis Carnesecca, man, like that was a team that was appointment television. That was a program that was appointment television. It's great to see Pitino bring that back for the Johnnies.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know who I watched yesterday a little bit? I watched a little bit of that Mississippi State Ole Miss game. I'm gonna take a phrase that you like to use, man. They got dudes, okay? They got a lot of dudes that can just go out there and ball. They won on the road. They're an impressive team. They're in the top 25. I'm impressed with Clemson, how they play defense. They can also score the basketball. Like, there's this March Madness, man. I don't think there's a – look, there is a clear-cut favorite, okay? But I think the field – is extremely wide open. To me, the clear-cut favorite after what we saw from Saturday is definitely Auburn. That they have set the bar right now, as to me, as far as it goes in college basketball, when you can win a game like that on the road, and it's such a hostile environment against the number two team. And I think it's the first time an SEC hit, to go in on the road like that, get that victory, to me, that puts them a little bit above everybody else. But at the end of the day, it's parity beyond parity in college basketball. And to me, that's what we want. All right, we're taking a break. We'll come back and do what we do. It's called Parting Shot Time. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, for hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. Yes, I would be Andy Dorf. Okay, a couple things real quick before we do our parting shots. You can always get at us a couple few different ways. On the X thing for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend, parting shot time. You are up.
My parting shot, it's not exactly a parting shot, Andy, but it's more disappointment. Justin Tucker, Baltimore Ravens, phenomenal kicker. I mean, the guy's about as money as you can get from, I don't know, 60 yards and in. He's having the same problem as Deshaun Watson. All these women are coming out and saying there's a bunch of sexual misconduct. I expected more out of Deshaun Watson. I expected more out of Justin Tucker. If these allegations are true, we'll have to see how it all turns out. But it is incredibly disappointing to see someone like Justin Tucker involved with anything like this.
Yeah, unfortunate. And it's people abusing the power of their privilege, I guess, is probably a good way to say it. And it's not right. It's bad. Here's my parting shot, man. Look, we only got a little bit left of the NBA. We've only got a little bit left of college basketball. Buckle up, people. It's about to get really, really fun. It's about to get exciting. Buzzer beaters, this, that, and the other. Expect it. Always expect the unexpected, if you know what I'm talking about. For Mike Wilson, for John Poulter, for Robert on the other side, making it all possible for us, I would be the DORF man saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a great week.
Gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.